Wellington County staff are recommending several updates to waste disposal fees next year as the county continues looking for ways to manage landfill capacity, keep pace with regional trends, and cover the costs of diversion programs. A new report presented by the Solid Waste Services Committee at this week's Wellington County Council meeting outlines a proposed increase to the waste tipping fee, which is charged per ton for garbage dropped off at county waste facilities. Staff say the county conducted its annual review of tipping fees in 16 comparable municipalities, either nearby or similar in size in rural makeup. This year, the average fee across that group rose to almost $153 per ton, an overall increase of 4.3%. Wellington County's current fee of $145 is now below that average. Staff warn that by not keeping pace with these increases, the county could face a situation where a much higher jump is needed in the future to catch up. They also note that tipping fees don't just affect revenue, they influence how much waste ends up in the landfill. With private and municipal transfer stations operating in both Wellington County and Guelph, competition means that even small fee changes can shift where contractors and commercial users take their loads. A higher fee here, for example, could push more waste towards cheaper facilities elsewhere. But that can also be a strategic advantage. Some municipalities deliberately price themselves out of the market for industrial and commercial waste to protect their landfill space for residential needs. With Ontario facing what the report calls a landfill capacity crisis, staff say this approach offers long-term stability and control over future disposal costs. To keep Wellington aligned with the regional average and maintain that strategic buffer, staff recommend raising the tipping fee to $155 per ton beginning January 1st. The report also looks at user pay garbage bag fees, but no changes are being recommended this year. The county only increases the cost of garbage bags when inflation, measured by the Ontario Consumer Price Index, adds at least 25 cents to the current price. The CPI hasn't reached that threshold since the last increase on July 1st, 2024. If the adjustment were applied today, large bags would only rise from $2.50 to $2.55 and small bags from $2 to $2.04, which staff say is too small to implement. The biggest new proposal in the report is a $15 mattress surcharge. Mattress diversion has been one of the county's major success stories, keeping mattresses out of the landfill and sending them for recycling. Wellington has extended the life of the Riverstown Landfill Phase 2 by an estimated 4 years. But diversion comes with significant costs, including per-unit processing fees, transportation, and the labor required to load trucks. These expenses total about $100,000 a year. A $15 surcharge on each mattress would bring in roughly $70,000 annually, covering most of the program's costs and ensuring the county can continue the diversion effort over the long term. All recommended changes, the tipping fee increase and the new mattress surcharge, would take effect January 1st, 2026, if approved by County Council. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.